producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited here to join us on the radio waves. We'll give you the toll-free numbers and our Skype here in moments. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian. Oh, Conan, we got problems with your mic. Try you now.
And Conan.
Excellent.
And Mark.
All right. So, so you guys actually both brought the same news story in here tonight, and you know, we don't know in advance of arriving at the studio what each of us wants to talk about on the radio, because we always bring something to the table, considering that's our job as the talk show host. But you, as the caller, can also bring up whatever you want and discuss that here on Free Talk Live. But whenever the hosts of the show have the same story, that's usually a good indicator we should talk about it. And y'all have a story about the draft, which apparently is still something that, you know, people are having to register for. I know they made me do it, or they threatened me into doing it when I was 18 years old. I, you know, looking back on it, wish that I had not done that. I wish I had not jumped through that that particular hoop. But I remember it was a scary kind of situation for me. I wasn't fully developed as a libertarian or a voluntarist back then. I was definitely coming along. I probably would have called myself a libertarian at age 18. But I think it was like 17 when they send out the threatening notices saying, hey, you better sign this piece of paper and send it in or else.
Yeah, I believe there's something on your tax return where you have to select it, selective services, every time you file. Or if you haven't, you need to indicate that I haven't checked this box ever.
Huh, I don't remember. Maybe that's a new thing, or maybe that was happening back then. I feel like I got some kind of a card that they wanted me to send back in. Or else, they said that you could spend 5 years in prison and get up to a $500,000 fine. And I understand that now they will hit your financial aid. So if you're going to college or whatever, if you want to go to college, you can't do it unless you have filled out this selective service paper.
This piece of paper that likely will never result in you being drafted, but it's still kind of scary to fill it out, right? Like, you know, I filled it out, and nothing ever came of it. You know, all I did, it's all the stick, right? And it's none of the carrot. It's like, if you don't do this, you don't get any of this or this.
That's right, yeah.
You won't be able to drive. You won't be able to do this thing or that thing or the other thing.
Can't get federal jobs, they say.
It says nearly 17 million male U.S. citizens and male immigrant non-citizens between the ages of 18 and 25 currently are registered for conscription with the Selective Service System, an independent government agency. I think the best sort of propaganda against conscription is the movie 300. Because in that movie, you've got 300 Spartans who stress throughout the movie that they're free men. No, I mind you, Spartans had slaves. But they stress that they are free men. And okay, I wouldn't disagree that they are as free as a Spartan could be. But they were fighting a bunch of conscripts, a bunch of people who are forced to fight from, you know, lands far away, you know, trying to pass through the hot pass or do whatever it was that they were doing. And the free men managed to overcome the enslaved men every time until, of course, some spy manages to show them a way around the hot pass. But regardless of that, it's a great piece that sort of shows that free men are going to fight better. And if you listen to those in the military who've enlisted, the last thing they seem to want to do is fight next to
a draftee.
A draftee, because that person's not taking it very seriously.
There is also a lot of them that are not as likely to want to fight near a woman. For a majority of reasons, which, by the way, that's the article we're going to be talking about. But there's two different reasons. Some feel that fighting near a woman, you will be more likely to try to put your life out on the line to protect her. And the other one, of course, is you have your divas, your queens, who are getting in there, they're riling up the dudes who are, you know, They might be you know, living out in the woods or in the desert for months on end, and you got this one female, and it could lead to distractions. And of course, the other one is, and there's another article here in the Washington Post concerning women not being able to pull the same load, not as fast, not as quick, not as strong
as male counterparts.
Right. So I mean,
on average.
They can push buttons and they can do other things, but as far as combat roles, where you're actually running around and you're climbing around through the mud, it's not such a great thing.
Now, people will say that, on one side, you've got the infantry guys who say they're carrying like 95 pounds. And that's not so easy.
That's a lot. Man.
It's a lot of weight. And they constantly have something, you know, there's always something new being added or whatever. Yeah. Now, I'd have to look it up just to make sure what the average one's wearing, but I've heard people say that to me.
Well, Conan has been in the military, so do you remember?
Nowhere close to 95 pounds.
Were you in infantry?
I was in infantry. I was support. So we would go in with our vehicles.
You had trucks.
And we would unload stuff, and we just sit there while the crazies were out in the woods having their gun battles, and we just support them.
The guys the big red one, you know, they're huffing it in by foot. And I don't think it's just guessing. I don't think a gal's going to do very well with 95 pounds. I don't think a guy's going to do very well with 95 pounds, but, it's going to be that much harder for a woman. We're talking about physical differences.
Sure. And of course there are exceptions to the rule, but generally, women are going to be less strong in their trunk area. Correct?
But it doesn't really matter.
Body strength.
They should be about they potentially are strong from the, you know, midsection on down, from your hips on down. They should have as many, muscle fibers, but they're going to have half as many from the waist on up. But, that's really beside the point. That debate's done. At this point, there are women in the military, and there's the argument that, look, the Israeli military and several other countries' military have women in combat roles, and everything's fine. I don't know how that works out. Not really a big concern of mine, frankly. I mean, I just, you know, how the military goes about doing what it does, go out there and do what you do, fellas. Have a nice time. Doesn't matter to me very much. But, in this case, it looks like it may well be that all women have to sign up for selective service. And that's a pretty, I can imagine, for a lot of gals. If it was scary for me to sign up,
yeah.
Ian, I'm sure you thought about it like I thought about it. What if I just don't send this crap in?
Yeah, they said you'd get fined up to $500,000 and 5 years in prison. And at that time in my life, I was too scared to disbelieve them.
Yeah, I mean, basically, when you're filling out this piece of paper, you're either delighted to do it, you're scared not to do it, or you feel neutral about it.
Mm.
Now, you could be somewhere on a continuum between those the two points between delight and fear, but I think it's safe to say that a lot of people feel dread in filling it out. Whether it's rightfully felt or not, that doesn't really make a difference.
So make everybody feel that feeling of dread.
Yeah.
Instead of getting rid of this selective service and shutting it down, who's proposing this? I want to know more about it. What's going on? Where's the story?
It's from military.com, but I would like to point out that there are far fewer women in the military than there are men. So I'm going to guess that women are going to, as a larger percentage of the of them, are going to feel more dread in having to fill out the selective service form. Does that make sense?
Maybe. Yeah.
It's just a guess.
And the question is, what is the ratio of women who want to do something like join the military versus the ratio of men who feel comfortable, going into battle?
I don't know. Good question.
So, I mean, if you only have maybe 20% of women out there who care for the military, who actually want to go that route, you got that. Does that mean that 20% is going to pretty much pull down all women across the U.S.?
I don't think it's 20%.
You think it's a little more than that?
No, I think it's less. I believe the numbers of women to men in the military are 1/10. You're talking about a significantly less of a population in the military. So I'm just guessing that more are going to wish that they didn't have to. Hey, this is some equality we wish we didn't have, fellas. And I know there's a lot of dudes out there going, whoopee, women have to do this crazy, awful thing, too. And this isn't the kind of freedom I'm looking for.
This isn't freedom at all.
Right. I don't consider equality to necessarily be freedom. And this is a nice example of that for me.
This is a quality of oppression. This is a quality of demands on the government. And I want to know more about, you know, is this a proposal? Is this definitely going to happen? Where's this coming from? Is it the draft board or whoever's in charge of the selective service that just arbitrarily decides? Does Congress need to make the decision here to make this change? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Do you support the draft? You can share your thoughts with us.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair. Lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dinovite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dinovite.
When I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no.
I've got a couple more, too.
It's time to place my order. Dinovite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dinovite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dinovite. It's working. Don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk.
Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we'll talk about millions of Facebook users who have no idea they're using the Internet. It's Ian Conan and Mark in the studio here tonight. And we've also got Skype, by the way. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to connect with us in that way if you want. Are you somebody who supports the draft? Because I definitely am not interested in the draft coming back. But yet all of the mechanisms that they need to bring the draft back have never really gone away. The draft boards are still out there. In fact, it wasn't long ago that they were looking to shore those draft boards up to make sure they were staffed still, that there were still people sitting on those draft boards. Now, the draft hasn't been around since, what, 70? What year was it? Early 70s, right?
I don't know what year, but it was in the early 70s.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time. We're talking 40 years since the draft has been around. And it's all they have to do, basically, is flip a switch, and the draft will come back. And so the fact that you guys have a story about people who are now talking about making women register for the draft and that this might actually become a real thing is particularly scary. If the draft is defunct, if the draft is no more, why do we keep hearing things about the draft and the process and the draft boards? And it's just ominous to me. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Doug. He's in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Doug, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you know, in regards to the draft, really what you have to come down to can be, do you own your body or not? Or are you owned by the government? And that could be my issue with it. We have never had a problem in a legitimate war, like the Revolutionary War, and even, you know, the World War II and World War I. Of getting men to volunteer to go to war. They keep the draft in for the fact that they fear that there could be a war like the Iraq War or the Vietnam War, where the sheep will actually begin thinking. You have to remember, the majority of the American people have crap in their head. I mean, they are a very dumb people. They are sheep. They will follow what they're told. They will follow the propaganda. But they fear that one day maybe the sheep will wake up and they will not want to go to the war, and therefore the government will have to make them go to war.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That can be my take on it.
I tend to agree with quite a bit of this. So I did some reading recently, and it was kind of surprised that they were turning down enrollees in World War I because they had enough people. It was some movie I'd watched or something. I watch an inordinate amount of video on World War I, and they were turning people down because they had enough folks. They didn't need them. World War II, sign-ups were fine. I would agree with you that you're talking about Vietnam, that it was difficult to get people to sign up. And when the Iraq thing was going down, they also had to lower the restrictions for people coming in. So, that fits your narrative.
Right. What it can come down to can it be, it can come down to the individual and the collective. A lot of people have to figure out that the government, they do not value your life. They do not value you being an individual. They only look at the collective. That can be it. And, you know,
you're a resource, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's how they view you. As a draftee, you're a resource of the nation state, and therefore you should be able to be employed in that way. You know, whatever you've decided it is that you should do in your life, whether it's flip burgers or plumbing or, go and do a computer programming, whatever it is you've decided is subservient to what the state decides you should do, which is to go out there and catch a few bullets.
Right, and that can be the issue. I mean, I have with my family, a lot of the men, older men in my family, they believe that, if you're not willing to die for the country, well, I don't have an issue dying for the country in a legitimate war where we are attacked. You know what I mean? I'm not going to war and going to fight over in a country where we've never been. Look at what happened in Iraq. The overwhelming majority of the people, if you remember when we got into that war, were in favor of the war. I mean, they were like sheep. The government told them a lie. The government, well, not a lie, but the government had wrong information. We rushed into it under fear, and they got accomplished what they wanted to accomplish. So they didn't need the draft. But if it should ever come to be where the people are like, you know what, maybe we might not want to go to war. Well, they're going to have to implement the draft to get them to go, you know. I mean, that can be the fear. We've never had a problem getting people to volunteer for a legitimate war.
Plus, if there's a problem with getting people to go, you can always raise the wages.
Hey, Doug, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Maybe you support the draft. But let's jump into the story here in a moment. I'm going to bring What's the Frequency Kenneth on the line from Colorado on Skype. Hello, Kenneth.
Hello. Speaking of being forced to do things you don't want to do, involuntary servitude in the name of jury, quote-unquote, duty, I am holding in my hand a jury summons.
Oh, okay.
Of course, what I tend to do is I tend to answer questions truthfully when I'm in the building with them or when I'm filling out their questionnaires, so I have very little chance in hell of actually being on a jury.
Yeah, they don't like putting libertarians on juries because a lot of us know about jury nullification, which is your right to vote your conscience as a juror, which means that you can vote not guilty if you just don't like the law. If you think the law is bad, you can just vote not guilty. It doesn't matter if they caught the guy red-handed with a pound of pot.
Correct. So I have an option here to ignore it, which isn't advisable because it's got a supposed 6-month prison sentence.
Well, this
if
is
I don't.
A draft. I mean, I think it's interesting you called about this tonight because we're talking about essentially a miniature draft. This is the draft that still exists, and it is the jury duty draft. If you don't respond to it, they could come after you with some sort of contempt of court or criminal charge or something like that if they want it.
The good news is they only want me for one day or one trial, and they're not going to select me for a trial. In California, it's worse. But I'm pretty much guaranteed to waste a day there. So I'm trying to figure out how to optimally waste my day there. I'm kind of wanting to reach out to your listeners for some ideas so I can listen to the rest of the show and see if anybody comes up with a good one.
Yeah, okay. But I guess I'm technically listening to you, so I'll throw my suggestion in there. I would recommend bringing jury nullification information into the jury selection.
Yeah, I got three things already listed that I'm thinking about. One is I've got a shirt that says "Go to Jail" on it, you know, the Monopoly style thing.
Okay.
Figuring I might wear that. I might wear my free Mark Emery shirt, which with a big pot leaf on it.
That's good. That'll get you kicked off real fast.
I'm probably going to print out a bunch of FIJA pamphlets, but I got to think about what to avoid so I don't get myself into really nasty, ugly trouble.
Well,
I'm thinking I'm probably going to try to spread them all around the place as soon as I get there.
Yeah.
Is what I'm thinking about.
So,
doing.
I mean,
that ought to take care of it.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, I mean, if you go into a courthouse and it's your goal to do activism, there's a chance you're going to get in trouble, right? There's
yeah,
a chance
sure.
some of the security agents, the bailiffs, are going to not like you.
Can't they just ask him to leave? In which case, since he's there, he'd be like, am I out of jury duty then? I mean, it seems like the first step
room,
here
right?
is that they're upset about your behavior is that they ask you to leave, ask you to stop, and ask you to leave. I'm like, I can't leave. I'm stuck here. You people threatened me if I didn't come here.
Stand by. What's the Frequency, Kenneth? We will come back and we'll continue to discuss this. You can join us here, 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here, toll free, the number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you're online, then you really ought to consider your privacy when you're on the internet. And by default, you generally don't have it. You've got to take steps to get privacy, and ProXPN is an excellent choice. Their virtual private network, they encrypt your online data, so your internet service provider will not know what you're doing once you start using ProXPN. So just go to ProXPN.com to get started there, and when you're ready to order, you can use code FTL50 to get 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy the annual account. Again, that code is FTL50. ProXPN has more servers than ever before, meaning greater speed and security, and they don't keep any logs of your activities whatsoever. So that discount code is pretty great, but you can also get an even better deal if you pay with Bitcoin and go to proxpn.com/amp. That's AMP, like advertise, market, and promote. And you'll then get 2 years of ProXPN for less than $50 worth of Bitcoin, and $5 of your purchase will go to the Free Talk Live AMP program, which helps us spread the ideas of freedom all around the world. So you can really help us out, and you can get great great virtual private network coverage from ProXPN by going to proxpn.com/amp. That's where you can pay with Bitcoin. If you don't have any Bitcoin, you can still use code FTL50 to get that 50% off discount. And again, it's proxpn.com. Help spread the ideas of liberty and take back your privacy. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Let's go back to What's the Frequency, Kenneth. He's calling for suggestions on what to do. He's got jury duty. Is it your first time being called in for jury duty?
Oh no, I've been in there several times. That's the reason why I know I won't be selected. Because I know they're looking for libertarians. And
right.
They don't want you finding anybody innocent or anything, or not guilty or anything like that.
Yeah, well, libertarians are more likely to know about jury nullification, which of course your right to decide the verdict based on your opinion.
And be more likely to not be very happy with the idea of victimless crimes.
Yeah, and a lot of these courts will require you to fill out paperwork as a potential juror. Now, have you filled out this paperwork yet, or are they going to make you do that when you get there?
No, I haven't filled it out. They want you to bring it filled out,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not even sure I want to fill it out. I'm thinking about treating it like a when they have the census. I'm thinking about just putting my name on it and my age. And
that's
an
about interesting
it, right?
approach. Don't give them any information that you aren't, constitutionally obligated to, or something like that.
Yeah, it's a really nosy form, and I think when they call me up and said, "How come you didn't fill it out?" I'm going to say, "Well, which parts are required?" And
well, they'll tell you the whole thing's required.
Yeah, and where's the statute?
Right. Yeah, that's what you'd have to follow it up with. Is what statute can you point me to confirm what you're telling me, Mr. Bureaucrat?
On the other hand, if I can be more trouble in some other way, and filling out the form like a good little boy gets me deeper down the rabbit hole, maybe that's a good idea. I don't know.
You don't want to engage in perjury, right? Like, that's not a good thing.
There are legal terms on this form. I don't know how to answer. It wants to know what my place of residence is.
That is a legal term.
Geez, I don't know. You know,
you're not
that.
An attorney, so how can you know what a residence is?
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of occupation. I'm not sure what that is legally. I don't know if I can figure that out.
Does it ask, like, what your ideology is, or how would you handle a situation, or is it just
No, this is the entry form. So they basically, I think they just kind of want to know how to track you down and put you in jail.
Usually on these forms, the question isn't about your ideology, but it's about what groups you're part of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
go ahead.
When you get into the pool, when you get into the pool and you get selected as a potential juror, then they'll start asking you that kind of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been rejected every time I've been at that stage. They'll ask you questions like about reasonable doubt. And, I don't mince words with them. I say, no, reasonable doubt means reasonable doubt. It doesn't mean it looks like he did it. And
it sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun with this, and I wish I could be there to witness it, because I imagine you're not going to be allowed to record any of this. A lot of courthouses are very restrictive on recording freedom, and they don't allow it at all.
I guess I'll wear two pairs of underwear, just in case I have to spend more than a day in jail. I heard that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I never really thought about that before.
Well, I think, who was it? One of the guys
wearing one sounds like a good idea.
Well, I mean, the guy from Texas said he did that. The idea was that after like 2 days off, you can kind of switch pairs of underwear.
So good luck. Let us know how it pans out. I think your best plan, in my opinion, the most effective one, would be to taint the jury pool with jury nullification information.
I don't know
that that's safe. I don't.
It's risky.
I don't think that's safe.
I don't think the shirts are a good idea either. I think they could get you for exactly what Ian said, tainting their entire jury pool, and they might decide, hey, look, we're sending all you guys home. We're keeping this guy. We're throwing him in jail. All the rest of you are going home.
Montgomery isn't on trial.
Now, wait, is this Denver?
Yeah, this is Denver.
Okay,
so
this is the same
city. Yeah,
this is the same city we talked about a few weeks back.
I'm sorry, it's not Denver. It's Jefferson County, but it's right next to Denver. So it's okay,
so you're not
going to
be
right?
a Denver District Court or whatever?
No, no, it won't be that city court. Right?
Okay, well, that may bode well for you. You know, who knows? If you've never done jury nullification outreach at this courthouse before, it's a crapshoot. I mean, they may freak out. They may attack you. Certainly, we know that they've arrested people like Julian Heiklin and then basically cut him loose without any criminal charges just to get him out of people's hair and to stop him from handing out the information. But, you know, if you're willing to face a little bit of risk, then it could be an interesting and educational time. Thank you for calling.
One good thing, one more thing?
Yes.
One good thing is that that Denver has been excoriated for what they did. Basically,
what's the latest
everybody
on that?
Except that judge. Well, I've been hearing most of it through you, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
But they've been excoriated for it. So there's a likelihood that they may not want to make a big deal out of it.
Right. This is you're referring to when Denver's district court cracked down on the jury nullification outreach activists who are outside the courthouse. And you're going to actually be on the inside with the jury pool, so that certainly changes things. You could also consider handing out the flyers as the jurors are arriving and then kind of going in toward the end of the pool as well. That way you're not actually doing it inside the courthouse.
That's interesting, because when they try to send me away, then I'll pull out my summons and say, do you want me here or don't you want me here?
Yeah, that would be entertaining. And if you're outside the courthouse, you can record them as well. So keep that in mind, too. Good luck. What's the frequency? Kenneth, appreciate the call. And he called us on Skype, by the way, which is why it sounded like he was almost sitting in the studio with us here.
Yep.
You can join us on Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. Coming up, the Democratic debate drinking game. Mark, you've got the rules. I don't know what time it starts, but you know we're not going to be paying too close of attention to it here.
I'm pretty sure somebody's going to get lied to.
Yeah, well, it's a guarantee. If a politician opens their mouth.
I just want to see the bad lip-syncing.
Bad lip
those are so brilliant.
Yeah, I love the Republican one. It's so good.
How do they make those?
It sounds like they got a whole team of dudes just sitting around, really smart dudes. And of course, whatever's coming out of their mouth is just jibber-jabber. I mean, hardly any of it makes sense.
Is it a computer program, though? I mean, because how can you really sit there? I mean,
I think it's just really smart guys.
Really? I mean, you can sit there and watch someone's mouth moving and say, that looks like he said the F word.
My guess is it's some brilliant deaf guy.
Ooh.
And that he just, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, this is what it looks like. And he puts together some silly sentence.
Yeah.
And then they cut over, and then he puts together another silly sentence, and then they cut over.
That could be. That's a good guess.
I have my wife's best friend is extraordinarily hearing impaired.
Hmm.
And she has to wear, she lip reads, basically.
Yeah.
She wears hearing aids, but she can't really understand me. And I'm just not used to talking to her, so I'm sometimes doing whatever I'm doing.
You're not looking at her. She's
not looking at her.
You.
She can't understand what I'm saying. But what's amazing is I talk quickly, mm-hmm. and she never has any problem at all understanding me if I'm looking at
her.
Is there any software out there that can lip read?
That's what I'm wondering, if there's some kind of software involved in making those videos, because you would think it would take forever to put one of those things together. We're talking about the bad lip readings, which is taking video of somebody that was saying X, but putting in audio that's not what they originally said. But
not even close.
It looks like it syncs up. It's amazing stuff. 855, 450, free. The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the fourth edition of Healing Our World is a great gift for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare, a thinking person's historical fantasy novel. Available now at your favorite booksellers, or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon on advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited here to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Everything from the draft to jury duty, which there really isn't that big of a difference fundamentally between the two. Jury duty's sort of a temporary draft. If you don't show up, they can punish you for it. Obviously, the military will probably punish you harder. But who knows? Judges can be real jerks about when you ignore their orders. So whatever you want to discuss, you're welcome to. Maybe you support the draft. We have yet to talk to someone who supports the draft and what
they're out there, lots of them.
Oh yeah. What I guess precipitated this conversation was an issue about women possibly being forced to register for the Selective Service, and we've yet to really even get into that story. Of course, you can call in and bring up what happens to be on your mind. You can also join us here on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. That's lrn.fm on Skype, and our toll-free number 855-450-3733. It's Ian, Conan, and Mark in the studio. Let's go to Mike. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mike.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
My suggestion for the guy who called in regarding jury duty, since he knows about jury nullification, would be for him just to go in, lay low, toe the line, and try to get himself on a jury. And since he knows the ropes, and he just hope and pray that he gets on a drug trial or something, and he could do more good just setting somebody free.
I tend to agree with you. The only problem is that they have their ways of ferreting folks like us out. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't try to get on a jury. I think that's a fine idea. But it can be difficult, and you certainly don't want to get in a situation where you can be caught in a lie to the
right.
court. So,
I don't suggest he lie, but maybe omit the truth here and there when he can.
Yeah, if you can be careful about that. I think the Fully Informed Jury Association does have some recommendations on the best way to go into a jury selection without revealing information that could possibly get you kicked off of a jury. I don't remember what the brochure is called, but I'm pretty sure they've got that information on the Fully Informed Jury Association site, which is FIJA.org, F-I-J-A, FIJA.org. So go there and look for that. Mike, have you ever nullified? Have you gotten on a jury successfully?
Well, I have a felony, so the last time I got a jury summons, I was disqualified from serving
on
the jury.
You still had to show up, though, didn't you?
No, I didn't. No, on the original form you send back, it asked if you had a felony, and I sent that back, and then they send me a card back that said I was excused from jury duty.
Hmm. Mike, thanks for the encouragement. I appreciate your call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So let's talk about whatever it is that's happening with women possibly being forced to register for the draft with the Selective Service System. Mark, Conan, I'm not sure which of you wants to tell this story because both brought it to the table.
I've got the one from military.com, and I think this one's pretty good. Women will eventually have to register for the draft if true and pure equality is to be realized in the U.S. military, Army Secretary John McHugh said Monday. If your objective is true and pure equality, then you have to look at all aspects of the roles of women in military, McHugh said, and registration for the draft will be one of those things that will have to be considered. McHugh said draft registration was not a subject to be decided by the services or the Department of Defense and will ultimately have to be dealt with by Congress.
By Congress, okay. That's what I was wondering.
He expected a pretty emotional debate and discussion.
Yeah, right now they're actually discussing which roles are going to even be accepting of females. And I think, as far as I know, it's just the Rangers right now. But as far as like infantry...
Mm.
Navy SEALs, I don't think that they're taking women yet. So
didn't Demi Moore do a movie about that?
She did a great job.
That doesn't mean that you can actually be a Navy SEAL as a woman.
I believe that the Rangers have two women that have graduated at this point. I don't know.
That was just fiction, huh?
I think that it's going to be difficult. Like, those women are going to have a difficult time. For one, I imagine they're, you know, can probably be the one of them can probably beat all three of us up by herself. But I imagine that they're going to have to deal with a lot of people who are like, hey, you know, they gave you gals, you know, an easier road than they did the guys. And I don't know the answer. I can't speak to that. If there's a lot of upper body work, then they're going to have to be very unusual women to be able to do that stuff. But maybe they are.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with this at all. If they can pull their weight, then go ahead, do whatever.
Well, right.
I mean, the requirements
are equal, right?
Correct. So you can't like, for example, military, the PT test, the physical training test. There are two different tests, one for men, one for women, and then of course it's all different according to your age. So
that doesn't sound very equal.
It's not very equal at all.
Yeah.
So I mean, but like I said, I was a support, so I don't really care. We're not, you know, out there. Rucking around 60-pound packs on our back, and we're not crawling around through the mud shooting people. So we got machines doing all the work for us. So we were just button pushers.
Mm-hmm.
Great, but if you are holding your whole troop back because you can't carry your own weight, someone's having to carry some extra weight, some of your luggage, then that's no good.
I can imagine that's going to make some people very, very upset if, you know, women can't carry the amount of, you know, the packs that the guys can.
And you know no one's going to come to the table at this discussion that he's talking about is going to happen and propose ending the draft. It's all going to be about whether or not women should be or should not be subject to it.
Well, if Ron Paul was still up there, he would definitely suggest, and he has in the past as well. And he brought up some really good points. We were talking about the draft being scary. Is this something we should be concerned with? I'm not feeling the draft is ever coming back. I mean, with all the unmanned equipment that the military are using these days, we don't have a problem with getting troops on, and if we ever did have a problem, we as in the U.S., they would just increase the salary. They would just throw some more college credits your way or some more college benefits.
Well, but Conan, on the other hand, it was back in 2008 when they really were talking a lot about this national service idea.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a draft where all young people, maybe college age or high school age, would be forced into some sort of national service program, meaning that they would get to choose either to go into some sort of military service role or to basically be like an AmeriCorps kind of person or whatever you want to, you know, these different bureaucracies, these sort of make work bureaucracies.
I thought, wasn't there a third option as well? So you had like you had some kind of community service thing, or you had joined in the military, and then going into service as a government employee. I think that was the third option.
Well, they never really firmed up the deal, and so there are a bunch of proposals out there for national service. So the draft, if it comes back, probably won't look like the draft of old. They'll dress it up. They'll call it something else.
Yeah, they'll call it serving your country.
National service.
Or if you want to get college tuition or assistance, you'll have to participate in this program. Or if you want to vote. I've heard people saying you shouldn't be able to vote if you haven't served your country in some way or another.
There was a summit, as I believe it was called, in 2008, which featured both Barack Obama and John McCain agreeing that national service should be a thing and that they should move forward with that. Thankfully, they haven't moved forward with it. It has, not quite been a decade yet, but we're closing in on that, and hopefully we'll never see the light of it. But remember, it was Barack Obama who, I believe, said that he wanted to have a national service organization that was as large and as well-funded as the U.S. military.
Yes.
So there are definitely...
And as powerful, I believe.
Yeah. And so there are
as
definitely...
As large, as powerful, and as well-funded as the U.S. military.
Exactly.
I remember that.
So there are definitely people in the federal government that want to see this happen. I remember that summit that they had was sponsored by major corporations like Target, I believe, was one of them. Home Depot, I think, was another one. So they had all these big, mega corporations who were also talking about how great they thought national service was. And I hope that that doesn't come back around and actually become real. But, that's my prediction. If they bring the draft back, they'll bring it back in a form to where whenever these conversations start to happen about having women in the draft, that may be the time when you start hearing the rumblings about national service, because they know it'll be unpopular to just bring back the draft. But if they bring it back in a way where they can sell it to people like, oh, it's not the draft. You don't have to join the military. You can if you want to join the military, but now you have a choice. You, young 17-year-olds, you can now choose to join AmeriCorps and be part of the national service program where you can go out and do whatever it is the government tells you to do, for 2 years of your life or a summertime or whatever. The time frames are, different depending on who you're talking to about this.
Sounds like a prison road gang to me.
Yeah, except it would apply to pretty much anybody that was going to a government school or wanted to go to college or whatever. So, again, there's different factors that will come into play. So what the final program will
chain
look
them
like.
Together and put a guy with a shotgun over him.
Our toll-free number is...
Swing low.
855-453.
Take it off, boss.
855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts with us on the draft or national service or whatever you want. Plus, the millions who don't even know they're using the internet. Coming up.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.